kicking down this motherfucking door, and we're doing that.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock I found.
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
He was pulled out of power and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing pain. Three dudes in a dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back for another week. We are still going. This is Three Dudes in a Dock, and this week we watched A Leaf of Faith, 2018 documentary directed by Chris Bell. This is our second Chris Bell doc. We did Bigger, Stronger, Faster, and I am here with Mitch and Christian as always. Good day, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good day, gentlemen.
Yes, so our second Chris Bell doc.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So yeah, we did Bigger, Faster, Stronger, I believe was our
very first one.
Other than like an intro episode.
Yeah. I don't count that.
Yeah, it was our very first documentary episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one was equally as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like this one.
Yeah, so, it was good.
So yeah, I have a bunch of stuff I want to talk about.
Oh, you can talk to us.
Yeah.
It's a safe space. Yeah,
so basically what this doc is about, the leaf in question is a plant from Malaysia or Southeast Asia called kratom. Basically it's a cousin of the coffee plant. And it's been used medicinally in Southeast Asia for hundreds of years. That being said, it's not illegal in the US mostly. It is banned in some states, but it is not, it's also not federally regulated. So like there's basically like Chris Bell did in his first documentary, Bigger, Stronger, Faster. He talked about supplements and everything that has to go in.
Steroids. Yeah.
Supplements. And this is kind of like the same, like.
Exactly. Yeah.
If anyone's ever heard of like, I know in Miami a few years ago, they had like that zombie thing where the guy ate the other guy's face and he was high on bath salt. So people are kind of lumping this in the same as bath salts. It's not a synthetic. Bath salts is a synthetic drug.
Yeah.
This is a naturally, or natural product. But the people are lumping it in the same. It's kind of insane. It's sold in head shops.
Yeah.
Other places online, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's no kind of regulations surrounding it.
Yeah. The reasons why too are like really, really fucked up.
Oh yeah.
How like you can't.
Oh, there was my favorite part of the entire.
Because it's a natural plant. Like you can't get a patent on it.
Yeah. Like so they're trying to patent a tomato. Yeah.
Then this is never going to be legal.
Right. I was thinking about this though. Some things you can patent, like some plants or organics you can patent. The Cosmic Crisp apple from Washington.
Yeah.
That's a patented produce.
Yeah.
So I was thinking
crossbreeding and stuff like that.
Yeah, like this was developed by one guy in partnership with the University of Washington and it's taken like 25 years to do, but they do control that DNA strand, like that genetic structure that's theirs.
So it is possible.
I don't know that maybe kratom hasn't been patented yet is for the same reasons as like why you couldn't patent tomatoes. But maybe it's just that there is more, it's new, first of all, I guess, but
it's new to the US.
It's new to the US.
North America.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, like no one has specifically cultivated this plant, but that goes into a part of what I was going to say is that it's difficult or it hasn't happened yet to specifically develop an offshoot because it grows as a tree. I don't really know how it flowers. I don't know how it spreads. But like with apples, you can't take a seed from a Cosmic Crisp apple and plant it in the ground, wait, and you're guaranteed to get Cosmic Crisp apples. That's just not how it works. You have to graft like tree to tree to tree, same thing, same tree over and over and over again. That's how you isolate that variegated
A variation of the apple?
Variant. But I don't know that there has been enough time yet for an American company, or at least a non-Eastern
company. Well, if it's not legal, then like you can't even have that idea.
Could just send your guys from Monsanto's over to Malaysia.
Yeah, they'd go and be like, we can't make money.
Buy 1,000 hectares of land, clear cut it, plant kratom trees, or what is it called? Mitragyna speciosa. Mm-hmm.
The fuck did you just say?
That's the Latin name, in case anyone's like super interested about exactly what they're talking about.
Fuck right off.
Just listen. They could send people over to Malaysia, isolate this, create a variation or a variety of it, so that it can be patented, but that hasn't happened yet because it might take a long time. I don't know how long these trees take to grow, but I was thinking that same thing, but like, I'm pretty sure that there are patented types of grass.
Companies that have developed specialty grasses.
So wheat.
Apples, so, wheat, exactly. Yeah. Monsanto's is all over this shit.
But like even before Monsanto's. Dude, you're
gonna get us fucking killed by Monsanto's.
Before Monsanto, like there's a very variant of wheat that was grown out in Saskatchewan, Alberta, that they genetically modified to work better in our climate.
Mm.
So higher yields.
Right. I guess this is not new at all. Like corn has the same thing.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. So like, I feel like maybe it's not an inability to create a patent for this. It just hasn't happened yet.
I think
we got to get the patent on poppies, boys.
It's that's where
the money
is. It's an import export.
Yeah.
Logistic thing too, as well.
Yeah.
Not logistic, legality thing. Yeah. So
you'd have to set up a company in Malaysia that is basically American owned. And
full disclosure,
we can do that.
Full disclosure, I after watching stock, I'm like, so we've probably talked about it before, but I have some arthritic issues.
Yeah. From the waist down, you're just gout.
My left foot over here.
Yeah. So I was like, oh shit, I kind of want it because.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I've been doing.
I want to be one of those drug addicts.
What I've been doing has not been really helping.
Mm. Selling himself on the streets.
Yeah. I was like, I kind of want to give it a try. So basically, for people who don't know what kratom is, which I didn't before watching this documentary.
I've only heard Mitch talk about it like once before.
It's meant as a painkiller alternative, but it has a bunch of different, I'll call them side effects, but
mood elevation.
Yeah. So positive side effects compared to the negative side effects everyone hears on.
Well, you get mood elevations with heroin. It's just, it elevates a different way.
When you see a prescription drug ad on TV, it's like, this may cause anal bleeding,
nausea, heartburn, indigestion.
Yeah. Kratom commercials be awesome. Like you're guaranteed to have a pretty good time.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit.
No way.
But yeah. So just when I was looking at it, it was like mood elevation, like better focus. So it's like, it's like Adderall,
fucking speed,
like
Xanax,
everything all mixed into one without any negative side effects.
Yeah. It's also more mild.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah. So I also went on Reddit and followed a Kratom subreddit.
Oh, of course there is one.
And there's
the Reddit doctors.
And there are a ton of people who say, hey, look, I took it for a week and like, I'm having really bad withdrawal symptoms.
Mm.
So
a week.
So the one thing I'll say about this doc, I really enjoy Chris Bell. I feel like he's the Michael Moore of
sports medicine.
No, of these type
that's
of
Joe Rogan.
Of these type of documentaries.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah.
So like one thing that
he just really likes to present his personal side of this and it looks like an objective way.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. And I feel like he's well-meaning. I feel like, he really is passionate about the subjects he touches on. But the part that like irks me. So do you know who the executive producers were on this documentary?
No, I didn't look.
The people who own Urban Ice Organics.
Oh,
so the money,
the guy that he went golfing with.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people who sell Kratom.
The money people are the Kratom people.
Like, it feels to me like it's an infomercial.
Yeah. I kind of thought that.
Like do a documentary about sugar sponsored by Coke.
Yeah. Like at different times in this doc, I kind of felt like this was a really, really long, like an infomercial that you would see at 2 a.m. after you've fallen asleep watching a movie and then you wake up and
still fucking talking about kratom.
Yeah. Like it's success stories. Yeah. They give you some of the bad sides of this, but the bad sides seem to somehow still be positive.
Yeah.
It did just feel like a really long infomercial at the end. I would not have been surprised if there was a number 1-800 fucking leaf of faith.
Yeah.
And go to kratom.com. Or the kind of was actually.
Yeah. If you want to know more about kratom, go to leafoffaith.forum.whatever.
Get your shit.
You can't invest in these though.
Get your bag.
I suppose you could, but.
So, yeah, you can.
So this.
It's not a public company though. It's a private investment.
So this, those are the best ones.
This documentary like piqued my interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine as well. Yeah.
And I'm considering trying it out, but I'm going to do a little bit more research.
Can you not do it in pill form and just rail it? Like, you should probably just do it up your nose because that seems fun.
Yeah. Probably not. So,
I've done that only with rosemary. And it's,
so gay.
I would never do it again.
So, I went on Urban Ice. They're called Urban Ice Botanicals now.
Mm. Sounds like fucking crystal meth. Yeah. Like,
and they have, they have it in pill form as well. They sell some CBD stuff as well, but
interesting.
Can't ship it to Canada.
No.
There's a ton of kratom distributors in Canada.
Gotta hoof
it. But so the one I liked about theirs was, you know, he says ours doesn't say not for human consumption. So the big knock
on, it seems like they're the most legitimate.
Yeah. The big knock on a lot of these companies was that you don't know what's in it. Right. It's like, it's at a head shop. It could be. You know, like supplements that they talked about in Bigger, Stronger, Faster. Yeah. Anyone can cook them up in their garage.
Yeah, it seems like something the Hells Angels would help you bring in and ship this across.
Is one of their revenue agencies.
Yeah. To get away from expensive testing, they put on the label not fit for human made for human consumption.
Yeah,
which I thought was really. Good.
If someone were to ask and they were like, so if it's not for human consumption, what are you using it for?
So
my beagle's a junkie.
Beagle.
I will get to that.
You have an idea.
Okay. I don't have an idea. I have an explanation.
Facts and knowledge. Okay.
So I really like that. How he said they do lab testing and everything like that. But again, went on the website, can't ship to Canada. It doesn't give you a shipping option when you select that you live in Canada.
Mm.
So anyways, Mitch sent me a link for a Canadian one in the heading of their website, lab tested.
Interesting.
All their products say not used for human consumption.
Oh, so like what lab? That's,
right. Yeah. So like
farm lab.
I take a picture of it on my phone and zoom in to see if there's any crack in there.
Man, this shit's good.
Anybody can put lab tested on their websites, right? Like,
be like cracked down for false advertising or like misleading information.
Can we say the podcast was lab tested?
Oh, so that's a good idea.
You have
thank you,
Joe Blow, amateur
kratomist, kratomist.
Go and do some kind of test on it. It's lab tested.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, that's a bit of a gray area.
On all their products, it says. This is for research purposes only.
Oh, so when you buy it, it's like you're doing research.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what this Canadian distributor says. This product is meant for research purposes only. So that's what they mean by not for human consumption.
Yeah. I think when you get a bag of mushrooms, it's like for research purposes only.
Yeah, definitely kind.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's so shady, man.
Yeah, I'm like, a little leery on ordering it from this Canadian distributor.
Yeah. I mean, just go pick it up in the States. It's not illegal to possess in Canada or purchase.
Right.
It is illegal to sell to an extent, but it's kind of not even illegal to sell in Canada.
Yeah, I've never been asked, like, you got kratom? They're like, you got smokes and guns and alcohol? No.
I feel like if you ask most cops, hey, is it okay if I have kratom? They're like, what the fuck is kratom?
Yeah.
Like, get on the ground.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I mean, I kind of feel like it's like the weed that no one knows about. Also, can you smoke it? Do you know if you can smoke?
Sure, why not?
I don't know.
Ugh.
So get
that's terrible advice.
With Urban Ice botanicals, like they have them in pill form.
Yeah.
This Canadian sugar, it's only like the tea mixture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's all powder. I can't find any in a pill form.
It goes up your nose, boys. Come on.
I'm sure you just make your own pills.
Yeah, I'm sure you can buy the capsules and then
yeah.
take it orally, but
yeah. Oh, orally? Oh, yeah, I suppose.
You get suppository pills. Hits you.
Yeah.
Bypass the liver.
Get those ones. They're like as big as a Kinder Egg.
But but the big...
Oh, that's a big pill.
The big thing on it, so Chris Bell in this documentary talks about how he spent time in rehab. Mm. You know, he was on painkillers for something that was prescribed to him and ended up getting hooked. Mm-hmm. And this is a great alternative for opiate addiction.
Yeah.
So, which is very poignant that we watch this now. So
I was thinking about that as I was watching it.
Last Tuesday in my town of 50,000 people, we had 16 overdoses in our downtown core in the span of an hour.
Like a handful of deaths now too.
There's no deaths that day though. 16 overdoses, no deaths.
Some of those people died like a day and a half later, 2 days later.
Oh, really?
I was just talking to someone who picks up bodies for the biggest funeral home in this town. Can we say the name?
Doesn't matter. We have Belleville.
Yeah. What? I know the person that goes around with they're essentially like cadaver collection.
Do they just play Another One Bites the Dust constantly?
In their heads.
And another one's gone. Yeah. And another one's gone.
They all have AirPods. But no, yeah, I think they picked up at least three. Like three for sure, but I think there was more. Definitely people have died. But they jumped on that story so fast that all they had was an OD. They didn't have deaths yet because they didn't die yet. But they're definitely dead now.
Well, when like a fucking goddamn baseball team falls down in an hour, you're like...
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. So yeah. But this is all the more reason. Like, this doesn't negate anything. It strengthens it.
16.
Give them kratom.
Yeah.
So yeah, like...
It's so cheap, too.
Again, if this can help that, like, there's... It's a health crisis now. Like...
Yeah. It could be an ecological thing, too. Like, we're always talking about planting more trees. Plant kratom trees.
Yeah.
Why not?
I tried to spin that idea, but someone seems to think we don't live in a hot, mild climate.
What? Was that you?
Yeah.
Was that you, Tom?
Yeah,
I was like, hey, let's grow trees.
Mitch sent me a link on like how to grow a kratom tree. And like the first thing he says, like, it needs a hot temperate climate. I was like, we don't live in a fucking rainforest, man.
You can grow coffee trees in your house.
That's what I said. I said, fucking just get a grow light.
Just a little bonsai.
Grow light and turn the heat up. Let's go.
We're scrapping the studio in the basement now. We're just growing a greenhouse.
That's not happening.
We're not doing podcasts anymore. We're going to become small, low-level drug dealers.
The Kratom cast, yeah.
Kratom kings. Okay. The Kratom kids. And then our packaging could be like fun little kids. Fucked up.
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. Little Heroin Harry.
God damn.
They'll all have cool little backstories.
Like the Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah, yeah. Like Heroin Harry used to like, he had to do some wild shit, but now he's on Kratom. He's getting his life together.
Yeah. You'll never get those teeth back though.
Yeah, I will update you guys if I try it and if it takes away my pain.
I was so fucking tempted to stop on the way here and on like a head shop in town and grab some and be like, this is officially a Kratom cast. We'll take it and in a half hour we'll talk about what we're going through and...
Let's do it.
I have no reason.
You can get it on a res, can't you?
For sure.
Probably, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's like the sketchiest way. Like, what's the sketchiest way you want to do this? Like, let's go talk to this guy. Mm.
See, I would at least try it once.
I think from like,
from the res.
Fucking Jesus.
I mean, like, you hit enough stores, you might be able to find urban ice material.
Yeah. Because
a ton of stuff comes up from the States.
True.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I wouldn't just go in and be like, do you have urban ice? Because you're going to get like a chunk of meth.
Yeah, you'll get the wrong stuff.
No, that's not what I want.
Different kind of ice.
But yeah, so the other thing that I noticed about Chris Bell in this documentary, I said he's like the Michael Moore of this documentary subject matter.
Mm. Like I see that.
Like he's done Prescription Thugs. He's done...
Yeah.
This one, Leaf of Faith, he's done Bigger, Stronger, Faster.
Mm-hmm.
He is also the Adam Sandler of documentaries.
In what way?
He reuses his cast over and over and over again.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a repeat.
So when I watched this on Tubi, it came up Prescription Thugs coming up next. So I started watching that. So there's a guy who's a former wrestler in this documentary, bald headed guy. He looks like he's had a bunch of
horseshoe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does look like a horseshoe.
He's also in Prescription Thugs.
Mm.
The
founder, but he's like heavily profiled in Prescription Thugs, yeah. though, isn't he? Because yeah. of like, so it kind of makes sense, but yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. The founder of the rehab facility.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Is also in Prescription Thugs.
Mm.
I mean, I think his...
All the subjects are sort of related, though.
Yeah, like sure.
Prescription Thugs and Relief of Faith are yeah. pretty tightly linked. They're two sides yeah. of the same coin.
Right.
I could see if, like, those guys were in his first one, because then it's like before you had any contacts. Like, dude, you were just friends with this wrestler guy, and then they're like, oh, you did steroids?
Yeah.
Oh, you do prescription drugs? Oh, yeah. you like Kratom?
yeah.
We're just mm-hmm. having... What the fuck?
And I mean, and obviously, I like, Chris Bell makes some very... personal stories, like
almost all of them. I was talking about this with someone else that like he doesn't seem like a filmmaker. He seems like just a person living whose life inevitably lands up making a documentary every yeah. 10 yeah. years.
I don't think we should rip on him this hard. He would fucking rip us apart, guys.
Yeah, he no, will. I like Chris Bell.
Yeah, he's I'm
like,
not ripping on him.
We got just hit the hips. He's got fake hips.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just making observations.
Yeah, and they're right on.
And, you know, like, again, like I think, again, I've only watched parts of, well, I've watched Too Fully and part of Prescription Thugs.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched
Trophy Kids.
Trophy yeah. Kids yet.
That's supposed to be good.
But, I mean, his family is in every single doc mm-hmm. as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure his nieces or nephews are in Trophy Kids. Yeah. It's probably why he made it.
Well, it's his childhood story, I imagine, as well, in a part.
No, not really. No, his parents were pretty cool.
Yeah, they're... Really
oh, I just because like he was talking about he won so many trophies, he threw them in the garbage.
No, but Trophy Kids is about like if you're my son, like you're gonna fucking and you're playing football, yeah.
like yeah. a trophy wife, like you're like they're Trophy Kids, like they're meant to show off. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Like he's the 6-year-old phenom. Like he's gonna go be mm-hmm. amazing at baseball and like
yeah,
he's playing fucking t-ball right now. Like yeah.
Give him kratom.
Oh yeah, shoot it right mm-hmm. in his eyeballs.
Kratom Kids.
So yeah, that's,
we are the Kratom Kids.
That's what I meant by the Adam Sandler. But like,
yeah. Oh yeah, I see now.
I get it.
So
I thought that you were going to say that he uses a lot of goofy animations.
No,
but, well he does. But
his older stuff was a lot better than his new stuff. That's what he meant by Adam Sandler.
Oh. Yeah. If I know that I thought that this kind of felt like a long infomercial.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it didn't.
Yeah, like I feel like if we knew anything about, like more about Kratom than like surface level, I'd yeah. be like, this is all the same shit. Like
if I wasn't learning at all about Kratom in this yeah, very yeah, documentary, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I don't need this.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, this is, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's maybe cherry picking a little bit.
Yeah. So, guys, the vet that had a fucked up hand, that's a wild story.
Mm.
He was at Gitmo and then some prisoner who's probably just some kid. It's like, I don't want to be here. And then just like crushed his hand.
Yeah.
We were like, oh yeah, that was his trigger hand too. Like, oh, that, that kid.
I like that. That's how they referred to it as. Yeah. It
definitely not his right hand. Like that was
his left hand. Yeah.
It was his trigger. Wait, what? Oh yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. It was his left hand.
Wait, they
could it have been, or was it his right hand?
I didn't think they let left-handed people in the military.
What year is it? What time? Oh no!
Yeah, no, maybe I think it was his, right. Yeah, I think it was because you like the way you hold a rifle.
Yeah, typically
you're not gonna get an American kid to hold it with his left hand on the trigger. The fuck kind of communist are you?
Yeah,
okay. But I just thought that was crazy that I was like, "Whoa, that's how he was injured!" Like, holy shit!
Yeah.
And then yeah, I'm like, it's just nuts too that, I mean, this is gonna be the dumbest thing. How the fuck is heroin still a thing? Like, obviously, what there's... Like, heroin's been evil for so fucking long.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, why haven't we just, like, the world been like, all right, guys, this is done now. Mm. Like, slavery. Well, I guess it's more popular. Oh, my theory's fucked. God damn it. But, like, you know what I mean? That, like, this is a true evil...
It like, really doesn't do anything good.
It does nothing good.
Not in its recreational
form. No, but then you're like, oh, it makes these four people obscene amounts of money.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, the only people that make money off of heroin are like evil criminal enterprises. You know, like, I find that very hard to believe.
Mm. Well, that's what they were talking about with that woman from Broward County. Yeah. She was like, it's illegal in its native country.
That was like, so gangster.
Do you want to fucking know why?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it cuts into their heroin fucking industry.
Oh, well, that's silly, Christopher.
Yeah. What a soundbite. She's a fucking retard.
Yeah. But that lady's awesome. Blood, also, the mom who her son was like, he just took his shoes off and then dove into concrete.
Yeah.
And then he's like, my sobriety. And like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up, lady.
Mm.
How old's your son? He's like mid-20s and you've been sober for 20 years. That means that kid's childhood, you were drunk off your ass. Mm-hmm. And that kid has seen some shit. So you can't be like, I was a good mom and then this Kratom shit came in and fucked up my son. Like, mm-hmm. No, bitch, you were an alcoholic for 20 years.
Yeah, and he was like on a cocktail of medicines for antidepressants. And
yeah, you're like antidepressants when you're a child. Like, how fucked up is your life?
And they were black label antidepressants that have... warnings of suicidal thoughts in younger patients.
No, it was the Kratom. I don't know what he's talking about. It's the Kratom.
I feel like a lot of like the anger and the automatic knee-jerk reaction kickback against this kind of stuff is just because it's not known very well.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't know. Like if the vine of a tomato turned out to have some medicinal property, people would be like, oh, all right, I guess.
But
that's interesting. Like they're willing to jump on board for fucking...
But look at weed. Like
crystallology and...
People... Still, like in especially in the States, I think we're a little bit more liberal here with it. But people in the States, like weed kills. Like weed is awful. Like it's
all propaganda.
Yeah,
but like it was propaganda for other reasons. But they all believed it. But because they knew nothing about it,
propaganda to be like, this is why black people and Mexicans and like, well, that makes sense. So then you sell it to them that they're like, yeah.
Well, like that was the divisive content, but I think it was outlawed originally because of the hemp industry was going to take over the paper pulp.
Yeah. Industry. But William Randolph Hearst was like, these black and Mexican dudes smoke this shit and then rape white women. And they're like, what the fuck?
Well, he just brought in black and Mexicans and then used that to
the real
people.
Story is probably like one white guy got hammered, drunk off his ass and then like raped the whole village. And they're like, oh, well, there's a black guy smoking weed. It was him.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, from the beginning, it was just a smear campaign.
But I think, I feel like Kratom is the same and they're up against
absolutely
big pharma and like on the books or pretend like half on the books, opium producers.
Yeah. Like big pharma is the same thing.
Yeah. So I feel like it's the exact same thing. Kratom is just, it's being pushed back against for all these reasons. Mm-hmm. And I feel like though when a patent does become possible for Kratom, it's all going to turn around and someone's going to jump on board and they're going to start selling it, synthesizing it.
That's going to be funny to see like how we saw with marijuana, like in school, it was like this, like if you do this, you're going to fucking eat your sister and you'll da-da-da. And then now it's like, it's legal. It's fine.
The thing about it is like people like lumping it in with bath salts and spice and all that stuff. Like,
It's just association.
But it's a marketing thing. Kratom is not a good name. Kratom sounds like an edgy synthetic drug.
Yeah, it's like that crocodile shit.
Yeah.
You're like, is that related to that? And like, no, that's not even...
Yeah. Like hard, hard consonants.
Yeah. Like if it was called something like... you know, something a little softer like...
Southeast Angel Dust.
Kratom sounds like... it sounds like something you'd
little man tea
buy in a head shop and it would send you off the deep
get end. Fucked up off of
Magic Malaysia.
Well, like
Flocka Crocodile.
Yeah. Ooh, Kratom. I thought you meant like let's try that's marketing. Like we'll call it Flocka. And I was like, isn't that wild?
No, that's that crazy shit. But it sounds like kind of unpredictable.
Yeah,
it sounds like a wild, wild thing.
So Kratom has a marketing issue.
Yeah, we got to change the name like Myanmar. We can do it. They did it.
It's called Burma. No, it's not a good name.
Damn it. I guess that didn't work because you still called it the original. Fuck. Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, when you have Burmese pythons out there, then how do you...
No, they're called...
It's scary as fuck.
How are you ever going to forget Burma?
Yeah. Well, they want you to.
No, not on Kratom. Clear mind.
I remember what you did.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
But that is true. It needs... Needs a new marketing.
A new name. I wonder where Kratom came from.
The trees, bro. Southeast Asia. What are you talking about?
Well, that's just what it's they call it. But
like a Malaysian word.
Yeah, but what is it? What does it mean?
Stupid white boy, get you high.
Oh.
No, I don't know. What do you think it means?
That was my second guess.
Like takes you to the heavens?
Yeah, probably something like...
High as donkey piss. You're like, oh, wow, cool. Yeah. It's a direct correlation.
I want to say something like relief.
Make you tall like white man.
Maybe it's just medicine. Maybe like broadleaf medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to find out anything about it that's not from an agency looking to squash it.
Really?
I Googled...
you didn't go to like Malaysia.com?
Kratom like and the Mayo Clinic came up. John Hopkins.
Oh, that motherfucker.
WebMD, couple of DEA websites.
Oh, all that shit's going to say it's shit. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. But yeah. Those are authoritative bodies. So if American or any person in North America Googles this stuff, like I did, they're going to see DEA, FDA, National Health Drug Administration.
Here's a link from the Mayo Clinic. Kratom, unsafe and ineffective.
Question mark?
Yeah. No question mark.
Oh, all right.
They're hard statements because we can't make money.
Yeah. That's the fucking bothersome part.
Pfizer says it's no good because like, fuck yeah, of course Pfizer said that. And Bayer's a good one. They didn't do anything bad.
Yeah. No, ever. Never, ever.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
They could synthesize anything. They could even synthesize meth.
If we wanted to.
You want to win a war, buddy?
We tried. We were real fucking close.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a crazy story about Bayer that they were doing some test. And they were like, hey, Mr. H, we need 100 women to do this test on. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll hook it up. Gave him 100 women. And then a week later, Bear's like, hey, can we get 100 more? Because we shot them up with jet fuel and surprise, surprise, they all died. And Mr. H is like, we'll get you 100 more.
Don't use jet fuel again though, buds.
Yeah. And I don't know what the drug was that they were testing, but like just jacked 100 women and then in a week they're dead and they're like, we need more. We'll hook you up and hey, we make Advil. I'm like, fuck yeah, Bear. You're still doing it. You're still the same logo, still the same color scheme.
Yeah,
you crazy motherfuckers.
So here, let me wild. Do you know, as of October 2020, Health Canada has disallowed marketing of Kratom for any use by ingestion and has taken action against companies marketing it for such purposes. Kratom could be marketed for other uses, such as incense.
Oh,
I dude, think I so would you just hotbox a fucking room. And
I think I would like to just market it that if you buy this, open the lid, they're all in capsules, and then like just leave the lid open, and the energy emitted by the Kratom pills will change your aura. Like if you go new age with this shit, you could fucking do anything. You could sell people dog shit.
That has to have like... That would work more than like just put this shiny rock and you'll feel better.
Oh, you could sell those cheap quartz crystals cut into a pyramid shape, but hollow them out, fill them full of kratom, be like this.
And then the kratom smoke comes out like lava.
No, you don't light it up because you secretly ingest the pills. But you sell the crystal and you say this crystal is full of kratom capsules and it releases kratom ions. And when it's just in like zone.
For further instructions, call this number. And it's you just being like,
eat it, bitch.
Unwrap it and ingest it. You're like, this is the government. And like, I didn't say ingest it.
Crack that shit and smell it like fucking smelling salts. Yeah.
Like smelling salts.
Yeah. Why not?
So, okay. So Kratom's illegal kind of here. Not really.
Can't market it.
Yeah.
Like cigarettes.
For ingestion.
But you can ingest it. You can buy it. You can possess it.
Yeah. Like cigarettes.
No,
because there's no advertising for cigarettes.
No, but like you can definitely like sell it intending to consume.
Yeah, but they're obviously selling this intending to consume with high quotation marks around it.
Yeah. But like, I guess that's kind of like the gray market that it hasn't been definitively legislated against. So therefore it's not technically illegal yet, but it's also not openly legal. It's just uncontrolled.
Yeah. That means that you make a lot of money because you don't have to pay your fair share of taxes. So you're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If anyone wants some, go to Cornwall.
Definitely. The whole place is probably on it.
Yeah. Well, no. Have you seen Cornwall lately?
Not lately. Last
60 years?
60? Yeah. I'm not that old.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It's rough.
It's a shithole, man.
Yeah. No one there is on Kratom. You can just tell.
They're on the original shit.
Yeah, you cross the border. Yeah, you cross the border there. Roll down your window. No kratom in sight.
Hey, is that kratom? That's heroin. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, it looks weird. It looks. It's pretty dark. That's a sticky kratom.
It's a wild thing, man.
Yeah, and it's a fucking shame that it's not regulated and so on, like no one's doing the work here, at least in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, how the fuck? Why didn't it come over with tea?
Yeah,
like British people lost their dicks with tea. You think they'd lost their dicks with kratom? They're like, guys, we could accomplish so much if we're on this stuff.
Mm. And yeah, it's like a kind of like a safe Adderall, like a mild Adderall. Yeah. It seems like that's the positive side. Like
we'll
of
give
it.
China real heroin, and then we'll be on this stuff, and our red coats just fucking all the energy in the world. They fucked up.
Yeah, I wonder how popular kratom is in China, because they had a massive opium problem.
Yeah,
but I wonder if it's made.
I feel like the country, like the government, would be like, you stay on that heroin.
Mm.
Dude, you get civilians, a fucking army of heroin addicts. He's like,
that sounds like a pretty fucking useless army to me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say here, like, so it.
I've been to Oshawa. Those people are fucked.
Yeah, like mobilized. They're like, I'm like, all right, 3 weeks later, they're going to line up.
You're never asleep, but you're never awake. What the fuck?
So it shows here regulation in different countries.
Okay.
China is not listed.
Mm-hmm.
Asian is the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
Oh, okay, like the EU.
It's China. Yeah, is China in that? Because if it is, that's hilarious.
I don't know if it is.
I wouldn't think so.
It's too big.
And
they have to have their own thing.
The whole red commie thing.
And that.
Even though it's all committees, I don't think they like bigger committees outside of their committees.
Asian is...
Which is funny.
Is Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia... Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam.
Who all produce opium.
For America. That's fun.
Damn.
Yeah, that just means that like those heroin dealers have some power.
Yeah.
Be like, make that fucking shit illegal.
Mm.
Like, okay.
I feel like it might be easier to hold back laws and to promote laws maybe in those countries.
Yeah.
So, in 1985, as of 2015, kratom was controlled as a narcotic in Australia under medicines regulations in 1985 in New Zealand.
Those fucking criminals are like the no fun police.
Yeah, they really
are. There's so much dumb shit you can't do there.
Yeah.
Like, beyond stupid.
If they were any wiser, the people who brought this stuff over should have brought it over like as like decorative trees.
Yeah.
And then been like, oh, we don't. It's just a tree.
Yeah, like a Japanese maple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you could roll up and smoke a Japanese maple.
Yeah.
Now, so, like we could all have kratom.
Kratom isn't known as kratom in Malaysia.
Oh.
It's known as...
The good shit.
Kratom.
Kratom.
Or Biak.
Biak. Huh.
Biaka.
Prohibited to use, import, export, manufacture, compound, mix, dispense, sell, supply, administer, or possess.
Holy fuck. They're like knocking down kratom forest. Yeah. It's like extremely illegal. You can't even look at it.
And will be punished by imprisonment or fine or both.
Oh, I thought death. Do some Malaysia shit.
Yeah.
Your face chopped off for jaywalking.
I mean, I feel like it doesn't have to be grown in that place. Like you could grow it at the same latitude as there in Africa or in South America, Mexico. I was thinking greenhouse. Like
depends on how big the trees are, because you can't really grow big ass trees in greenhouses because they need wind resistance. Yeah. They only grow so tall.
Right now in Malaysia, it's prohibited under the Poisons Act.
Wow.
But people are trying to get it moved over to the Dangerous Drugs Act.
Yeah.
Dude, changing drug laws in Malaysia has to be insane.
The Dangerous Drug Act comes with higher penalties.
Oh. So they're going deeper into making it. Oh, never mind.
Conservatives.
Yeah. Fuck.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah. We just need to find someone else that's willing to grow it outside of
Let's get those a little countries. Malaysian. Like they did with coffee, where they got the one guy to sneak coffee beans out of Africa.
In his butt.
I don't think it was in his butt, but it went somewhere in South America.
It was in a cat butt.
In his cat's butt?
Yeah.
I thought it was in the monkey's butt because it's that tea. Or the coffee. There's that coffee or tea where like the monkeys eat it and then they shit it out and you like brew.
Oh, no, that's the cats.
It's cats?
That's just shitty coffee.
Yeah.
I thought it was monkeys.
Yeah. No, it's cats. Oh, okay. Civet cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's coffee. Yeah, they eat the cherries. They're like almost force-fed like foie gras.
That's so sick.
Geese, yeah.
That's awesome.
Used to be, so they say. Not in Quebec.
They still force-feed them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like by hand. Yeah.
They still have puppy mills, bro. They don't give a fuck about geese.
And residential schools. How crazy is that?
Where's rent?
In Quebec?
Yeah.
Yeah, they still scoop. Still happening.
That's so sick.
Yeah. It's wild. You know where that information comes from, believe it or not?
The fucking, CBC.
No, the Catholic School Board of
Ontario.
That's
so sick. Like, hey, they're just producing their numbers.
Yeah.
Like, we converted another 100 last year. Like, fuck yeah, boys.
Yeah, we're on the upswing.
Yeah, we got new nets.
How fucking crazy is that?
Yeah. It's not that crazy.
I'm pretty sure it's fucking crazy.
No, it's not that crazy because those fuck faces are the ones that did it and they would publish it to be like, I don't see anything wrong because we didn't steal a kid. No,
it's the Ontario Catholic School Board. Like, see, we're good.
Yeah.
The Quebec Catholic School Board's the shitty one.
Or yeah, it's actually not.
That would be tight. That would be tight.
They're it's like espionage, yeah.
You Catholics are all supposed to be together. Like, yeah, but no.
Yeah, but they're French.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody likes the French.
Yeah, yeah.
One step down.
They're French Catholics. Like, oh shit. Damn. Yeah.
That's a hard nut to crack.
Well, that's fun. And that's also fun that in all the everything that's been on the news about everything, that's talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's not talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was super interested in Kratom. Well, I still am. But it does kind of scare me in 100%. A way. I mean, it's oddly enough, I still kind of do, but I used to smoke a lot more weed than I do now. But almost inevitably, every time it was either a drug dealer who was a friend or I would just go to the res, our closest res. Mm-hmm. I never questioned quality, history, provenance, not even really price, because they were always cheaper than my drug dealer friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Better packaging. It was pre-weighed. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. It was even better weed most of the time. But I never thought, be like, all right, this is the last bowl before I get a fucking dose of fentanyl. And then I smoke opium for the first time and there it goes. But I never thought about it. It never crossed my mind.
Yeah, that would be weird if like we do Kratom.
But like, why not with Kratom? Kratom does kind of make me question it.
Sure. Yeah. 100%.
Like, if I think it's because it's new.
Yeah. Like if we go do to do Kratom and like say that we have a fourth, like one of your friends is with us that has like had a history with like being homies with heroin. And then we do the Kratom and he's like, oh, this is like close to a heroin high. I'd be like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, there's no way this is natural. Cause if he's like, oh, I recognize this feeling, you're like, oh, that's fucked up.
But weirdly enough, if I were to be walking through, I don't know, I guess like, I hate to say it, but like Walmart or.
Oh, absolutely. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Like if I were, or like a little cafe in downtown and.
Yeah. Kratom was there.
And like they have like tea from China and fucking coffee from Ethiopia. And they have like Kratom as like an herbal supplement. I take echinacea if I'm starting to feel sick. I don't even know really where echinacea comes from, but I can buy it at Walmart in tubs.
Yeah.
It's relatively cheap. It looks just like Kratom. And you take it and there it's been studied. It does help with your immune system, but not to fight a cold, to boost it before you get sick in the first place. But so I take echinacea if I know that something's going around or if I start to sort of feel like I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
I'll take some echinacea for a day or two. But I wish that I didn't know anything about Kratom so that when I see it or if I had have seen it in a little cafe in downtown on Main Street, and I'd be like, oh, what the fuck is this? Like, you got tea, you got coffee, you got Kratom. Like, can I have a Kratom tea? What the fuck is a kombucha or matcha or all these new fucking things. I wish that I didn't know that it was essentially a derivative of opium. Like, it hits the same place as opium, but it comes from a coffee tree.
But then saying that.
Yeah.
as they talk to them, the doc, like, cheese hits the same place as opium.
It does, yeah.
Oh, man, it definitely like, does.
Sugar, like yeah. Yeah, like, yeah.
Sugar,
like
fuck
stuff
yeah.
that you enjoy, like,
yeah.
They're your opiate receptors.
Yeah, sugar, fat, salt.
Yeah.
Kratom. Yeah, yeah, why not?
Wow. You think charcuterie boards are big in the heroin community?
I wish. What an interesting culture that would be.
Oh, man. Just it's but like
no, I don't
the dopamines so. Are getting hit, and then the dopamines are getting hit with the sausage and the cheeses.
Yeah. Americans won't get this, but like, could you imagine a charcuterie board full of like no-name brick marble cheese and like Schneider's meat rolls?
This is dirty heroin.
Fuck
you. We're going to die.
No way.
We're going to die.
I'm sitting back, fucking shooting up, eating brick no-name cheese.
Bro, we got to change our life. This sucks.
Yeah, I like cheese, but not that much.
Kraft singles.
I'm totally, and kind of going back to how this is kind of an infomercial, like, I inherently trust Urban Ice Botanicals now.
Mm. They seem to be the people who are the most transparent. Like they've thrown their cards on the table and they're like, we just want to do it.
But maybe if Chris Bell went to any of these kratom importers or distributors, there'd be the exact same or more.
Maybe. Yeah.
It would have been a very
if you went to them and they were weary, they're like, no, we don't want to talk to you. Get out of here. You're like, bro, what the fuck are you guys selling?
They could go to jail over there.
They're the ones that paid for the doc, so.
Going to a different company, I'm saying. I'm just, I need to get a wider like explanation or a wider opinion on things.
Urban Ice wouldn't want you to.
And then, Urban Ice would be like, no, Tyler.
You can't advertise for someone else.
We're going to do an interview on me.
But that's the power of the documentary, right? I don't know jack fucking shit about the company. Yeah. And I tried to order from them this morning.
Oh no. Yeah. It didn't work.
And
you should just get a connect point just south of the border.
P.O. box.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do your drug runs for you.
So I mean like
that was a funny joke, Mitch.
That's the
ha ha, just kidding, guys. Ha 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 ha.
That's the power of this documentary or any documentaries
in a whole.
Because it's not like at the beginning it was like this presented to you by Urban Ice and you're like, okay, they've got some money.
It was built in.
It
was like guerrilla marketing.
Sure.
Damn.
Yeah.
For
oh, I'm which, just gonna like, why did he end up at Urban Ice? Like, how did he choose them?
Right.
Yeah. I like the forthrightness of Chris Bell.
Whoa, dude.
What?
Oh, forthright. I heard. Hey, never mind.
He's still got hair. It's fine. But I like Chris Bell's transparency and his openness about this. But there does seem to be some, obviously, some conversations that are happening when the camera's turned off.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just cut it. But like.
Yeah.
Why run the camera if you know you're going to cut this anyways? Because it obviously is going to be funded and supported by this thing that I'm doing this video for. And it'll make any half observant watcher of this doc be like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I also didn't watch the credits. I turned it off immediately because
so did I.
I had to fucking come here and record. But I'm glad I know because that changes this very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the first or second credits, like directed by Chris Bell, executive producers.
Funded by.
Executive producers, Kelly Dunn and I think it was Lizzie Dunn.
Mm. And that's Urban Ice.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, exactly like producing kind of is either providing a connection, a network or funding.
Yeah.
Or executive producer. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like producing on a whole. Yeah. Like you contact directors and all this other stuff. But. Yeah. Distribution, but executive producing. Yeah. It's kind of just money.
Guys, that sucks that Mad Dog died.
Yeah. I mean, he
died during the making or just before
prescription thugs.
Yeah.
That's crazy marketing. Like, hey bro, you're going to have to die from a movie.
That would suck. Yeah.
How good a relationship you have with your brother? Do you think you could convince him?
No.
Yeah, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, sister, you got kids and shit, but you need to bite the bullet so I can be creative.
I want
to
make a movie. Hey, you want to make a movie with me?
I need to have orphan children. Get out there.
What a terrible start. Yeah, this deserves a documentary, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, I wish Kratom...
I wish it well. I hope it does well.
I Yeah, that's not what I was going to say, but I agree. But I wish it was in a different place. I wish that I was less reticent to try it.
But you think this is the same conversation that like three people would have had in like the 50s that now, because you actually knew. I was going to say like people in the 50s that like truly understood what marijuana was and be like, man, one day we're going to, like, it's going to be like it is now. Like our grandkids are going to, like, it's going to be great, man. Like it's going to be no pain. I mean, thinking of people talking like that in the 50s is funny.
I mean, they did it with LSD. Like there was a Harvard psychedelic research.
He went a little too fucking hard though.
It wasn't his fault. Timothy Leary.
It kind of was.
Is his name?
Yeah. Because there was other guys that were like legitimately like, hey, this could help for like PTSD.
Oh no, for sure. That's what Timothy Leary did as well.
No, he was like, fuck you. Drop out of society. Everyone drop acid in your eyes. Let's get crazy. And they're like, no, dude, we can't.
That's not how it happened at all. No, Timothy Leary, he was a researcher with Harvard, and then he got introduced to LSD. He was learning about it from a rich kid who was synthesizing his own. And he was like, I need to fucking know more about this, because he tried it.
Yeah.
And then he talked to Harvard, got approved. They set up this psychedelics research institute.
Yeah.
And then, because he knew he was, he got this funding, he was approved.
Uh-huh.
He collected people from his friend group to do these studies with him, and word of mouth got out, and he had bought in a house so that he could do controlled studies with these people. Word got out, that house became completely fucking overrun, essentially by like Grateful Dead heads.
Yeah.
And Harvard got word of it. It got way fucking out of control.
Yeah.
But I like Timothy Leary didn't set out to be like, I'm going to change the world with LSD. Well, he did say that, but I don't blame Timothy Leary at all.
Isn't he the one that was like drop in, tune out, or
tune in, turn on and drop out?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's who said it. Maybe.
I think it was. I think he was like, just get high and fuck society. And they're like, you can't run a country this way.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but
I would like to see it.
Oh, they're doing a pretty good job now. Everyone's all pilled up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the sad part about this is that like we obviously know who's pushing back against this shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And it's all about money. Like how much, anyone listening, like if you have any kind of addiction, but like how much is your life worth?
Yeah.
And you and the people that you know collectively, how much do you think your lives are worth? If you say invaluable, fuck Big Pharma. If you could put a price tag on it, fuck them anyways. But I can't get over the fact that it's like an industry built around, so they say, health and care and wellness would stop something like this, but cuts into their bottom line. They are publicly traded companies for the most part.
Yeah.
They legally have to do whatever they can to keep that bottom line from going down, reducing in amount by any means necessary, even some illegal. So do I blame companies directly? Yeah, 100%. But on another scale, I don't blame them completely. I blame how corporations are legislated.
Yeah, they're just playing regulated. The system. Yeah.
They're not playing the system. The system is built not sort of in their favor, but it's like the way corporations are legislated.
Yeah.
They can't do things and they can't support things and allow things to happen in their region of operation that would reduce that bottom line.
Yeah.
And if allowing kratom to come into the country as a substance that would cut into your bottom line and get people off opiates,
no, it's illegal.
That is an illegal move. Yeah. You can't spend company money, which is essentially shareholder money, which is public money.
Uh-huh.
It's money you don't own. You just administer. You can't do it. You will get shut down and fined from like corporate lawyers, not lawyers hired by corporations, but lawyers hired by government and other corporations to police corporations themselves.
Yeah.
It's not a watchdog thing. I guess it sort of is, but they just legally can't do it. So like, do I blame corporations? Okay, maybe 90% because they work in their own interest, but I also blame the way the system is set up to administer and control corporations because they're not allowed to do this, even if they wanted to.
Yeah.
If they could bring Kratom in and slap a Pfizer label on it, they fucking would.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can't because they know that as soon as they make that move, every other company is going to make that move. And now they're going to create competition, which is going to affect the bottom line.
Is there anywhere where it's legal?
Well, like, I mean,
completely, just in the gray?
Probably Amsterdam.
It only shows a handful of countries that have regulated it. So I would assume
everywhere else
it's completely unregulated.
They just don't know.
Yeah, true.
Like it doesn't even have a thing for the UK, really. I don't know. Well, it says Europe.
But. Yeah. It's hard stuff to find. It's information about.
That's weird, man. If it's like that beneficial for humanity, then like that's freaky. That like who's suppressing this information?
Sorry. Yeah. So in the UK, the sale, import, and export of Kratom has been prohibited in the UK since 2016 under the Psychoactive Substances Act.
Interesting that that's basically when this documentary came out.
2018.
I guess he was kind of making waves, though.
Yep. Yeah.
I guess it was sort of making waves. I didn't hear anyone talk about this prior.
It's 2024, and I learned about Kratom.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have picked our next documentary.
Oh, we're done already. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
What you got?
It's a Oscar nominated. I don't know if it won. I feel like it did.
Oh, wouldn't it say Oscar?
So it's Christian. It's either about someone transitioning sexually or a war zone.
No, neither.
Damn it!
Is it about the climate?
Oh fuck! No. That's a good fuck.
No.
Well, we just so
is it a music doc?
Okay, it hasn't been nominated for an Oscar in the last 20 years. Then because we just named all three of the.
It's from 2019.
It's a music.
What other big social issues are there? Oh, someone's black.
Nope.
Damn. Well,
Tyler, someone is black.
Yeah. You just.
But not in the movie.
You just. Whoa. Oh, it's that famous Birth of a Nation documentary.
Is it The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia?
Oh, fuck. Dude, if that won an Oscar, that'd be so great. I just want to thank the Academy.
It was nominated in the same year as American Factory, which won.
Oh, this is recent then.
Sick. How old do you think Detroit is?
It was nominated against The Cave, The Edge of Democracy, and For Sama, which was the Middle Eastern
doc. Is this about bees?
Yes.
I have wanted to see this for so long.
It's Honeyland.
Honeyland.
Yeah.
Fuck. I have heard this is two people,
or it's just about bees in general.
I think it's about beekeeping.
It's about the last female beekeeper, bee hunter in Europe.
Yeah.
Last female bee hunter.
I've heard this is beautiful. Like cinematographically, like photography. I don't know. It looks great. I've heard it looks amazing.
Forest.
Visually.
If you have a nice
camera,
amazing.
You can. Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to shit on it. You can make it look cool.
Honeyland. Very cool.
Yeah.
British forest. So, it's got to rain all the time. There's bees in Britain?
No.
Waterproof?
Still,
that's
Europe.
Where they came from.
This is not Britain. This is Europe. Not Britain.
Okay.
Whole
mainland.
Continent. Macedonia. Okay, so we'll be back with Honeyland next week.
Sweet.
Cool.
Okay. Until then, see you later.
Peace out.
Later.